It's not easy growing up gay. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. In his novel, A Boy's Own Story, Edmund White tells about a young man's anguish and confusion in confronting his homosexuality.
Gays are considerably gayer than they were in the period when my book takes place, which is the 1950s and in the Midwest. At that time, the only conceivable model for homosexuality was either to regard it as a sin or as a sickness. My hero, who is not religious, sees it as a sickness. That is, he goes to a psychiatrist and he tries to get well. On the other hand, everything in him is opposed to the very cure that he seems to be seeking.
As for why some people become homosexual, White admits he doesn't have the answers.
Many gay people that I've talked to, including myself, testify to the fact that at a very early point, I mean way before puberty, one begins to feel this very strong attraction to members of the same sex, and it feels inarguable. It doesn't feel like something that can be changed through therapy, or even something that one wants to change.
And yes, says White, gays quite often can't help themselves.
It is like a compulsion, and I think that the history of American psychiatry, the history of American religion, is full of the stories of people who have done desperate things to themselves trying to stop being gay.
In fact, says White, most gays would be straight if they could, because it's so much easier living in a straight world. In the 1950s and before, gays were seen differently than they are today.
Basically, it was a medical condition. It was homosexuality, and that was a medical condition that was a disease. And I think the wonderful thing that happened with gay liberation in 1969 is that suddenly there was a different vocabulary that was given to people, and it was a political one. It was a way that gays came to see themselves as a minority group rather than as a pathology.
Edmund White has learned to accept his homosexuality. He teaches at Columbia and is head of the New York Institute for the Humanities. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Edmund White does not apologize for the world of homosexuality. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. White shows real literary skill, and in his novel, A Boy's Own Story, the lead character is patterned after himself. It's about the emotional trauma of adjusting to homosexuality during the 1950s in the Midwest. Attitudes toward gays are different now, says White.
Many younger people have a live and let live attitude. After all, many younger people, including straight younger people, are having abortions, are living in sin with members of the opposite sex, perhaps, but still in arrangements that weren't approved of by their parents.
White has written extensively about the gay life, for example, the joy of gay sex, and states of desire, travels in gay America.
Gay life, as a lifestyle, is pretty much an urban phenomenon. It doesn't exist in small towns. I'm not saying there aren't gay people. There are a handful of gay people, but they might even have one bar in that town, but they have to be pretty careful about their lifestyle if they're going to fit into a small town community.
Recently, shockwaves were felt when straight America learned of the existence of a group called the North American Man-Boy Love Association, which actively promotes sex between adult men and consenting young boys. White is defensive about the group.
They themselves have tried to dissociate themselves from rapists or of any sort, and of course, most adults who prey on children are heterosexuals. Most adults who molest people are usually adult heterosexual men who molest little girls.
White feels the North American Man-Boy Love Association is being used as a scapegoat for the whole homosexual community.
If you look at a case-by-case examination of what is being talked about in the Man-Boy Love Association investigation, usually it's a question of a boy who is fully consenting, as far as we can tell, who's in his early teens, not prepubic, who is having some sort of sustained sexual friendship with an older man. But that isn't what we're being led to think. Words like minor is being cast around, boy, as though it's a 7-year-old or a 5-year-old that we're talking about, instead of a 14-year-old or a 16-year-old.
More with Edmund White, author of A Boy's Own Story, tomorrow on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Edmund White's challenging semi-autobiographical novel, A Boy's Own Story, was greeted with enthusiasm by the critics. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. The book traces the early life of a young gay growing up in the 50s in the Midwest. White makes no pretenses about his homosexuality and feels that being gay is not something that needs to be hidden.
People have a right to come out on the job and say, I am gay, because it's, after all, you're spending a lot of your life with the people that you work with. And if you have to hide that crucial factor year after year, from your colleagues, it's not a very comfortable situation.
That's why White supports measures such as the Gay Rights Bill that the New York City Council firmly rejects each year. He believes that employers do not have the right to use the term socially unacceptable behavior as an excuse for not hiring gays.
This was the argument that white supremacists use against blacks. I mean, they said, I don't want blacks in my club, thank you very much. I don't want to sit next to a black and eat. And that we have found to be wrong, immoral. I mean, it depends on whether you feel that gays are, goes back to what we first started talking about, whether you think gays are, whether it's a sickness, it's a pathology, in which case you're quite right to want to defend yourself from it. But if you recognize it as a legitimate minority group, then you should accord it the same rights that you would any other minority group.
It was tough for gay writers 15 or 20 years ago, White says, nearly impossible to get published.
I myself circulated a couple of different novels all through the 60s, and I would sometimes meet, and neither of which were ever published, and I would meet editors later who would themselves be gay. And they would say to me, well, of course I had to reject your book, because had I accepted it, somebody might have suspected I was gay. So there was a great deal of oppression of gays by gays.
But today there has been an emergence of gay literature.
Now there are quite a few gay writers who are at work. Andrew Halloran, who wrote The Dancer from the Dance, I think is a remarkable writer. There's Larry Kramer, who wrote Faggots. There are a lot of new books coming out every day, including in all different genres. I mean, they're gay mystery stories, they're gay whodunits, they're gay comic books.
Edmund White, creative writing professor at Columbia, head of the New York Institute for the Humanities, and author of A Boy's Own Story. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.